We're three's us, there's three of us, we're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Welcome to the Threesis podcast. Daniel, welcome from the future. Can you tell us anything about what happens in the next 16 hours?
Yeah, what happens?
It's pretty overcast.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I think the weather's literally the worst thing you could, like...
Yeah, Daniel, you could tell us about so many things that could happen. If, like, the World Series was happening right now, you could tell us.
I
guarantee
the weather thing will be wrong. Everything else is still plausible.
if you guys don't know, Daniel's in Korea. We mentioned that in the last episode. He is still in Korea. We were recording this on the same day. He's a little more awake now, I think.
Sure that the weather system in Korea is going to be in Los Angeles soon.
Yeah, you guys see it yes, in a minute.
Yeah. It floats over the entire world. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that'd be crazy. Yeah, welcome to the Threesis podcast. Before we get into anything, I have a shout out for Depressed Ravenclaw.
Oh, shout out Depressed Ravenclaw.
What's up, Depressed?
Yeah. So they say, me again, parentheses, sorry.
Don't be sorry.
No sorries.
That's the depression talking.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was just wondering what your guys' favorite breakfast cereals were growing up. I loved Trix when I was little, but now I like granola more.
I have always had...
Granola? That's not a cereal.
I mean, I don't know, like granola-infused cereals. You got like is like Grape Nuts? Is that kind of... No, not Grape Nuts.
No,
but like,
Grape Nuts is fucking weird, like rabbit kibble cardboard bullshit. Like, it looks like it would be like granola, but it's ass.
It kind of looks like it's like almost like puffed rice, doesn't it?
It's not puffed rice. But every like 2 years... Okay. I think I'm gonna like Grape Nuts, and then I try it and it's like weirdly horrible. It's like really dense and like it doesn't even have a food feel to it, you
right.
I've always had a hot take about cereals, even from when I was little, which is that I've never really liked the sweet ones, and I've always gone for like the plain ass ones.
Whoa, interesting. Wow. So would you be
Grandma
you,
Mason?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Rice Krispies was my favorite when I was a kid, and like it is the most flavorful one I've gone for.
Yeah, I mean, like Rice Krispies, I think are pretty good. Were you the kind of person who prefers regular Cheerios versus Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yes, I do like strongly prefer plain Cheerios.
Yeah, wow.
I did not even know that regular Cheerios existed.
What?
Wait, what? Yeah.
So there's like Frosted Flakes, right? Are there just flakes?
Cornflakes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. They go under a different name sometimes, but yes, there are regular Cheerios.
So
and
I like
a
I like cornflakes. I like Rice Krispies. I like plain Cheerios, which is oats.
Mm-hmm.
I like bran flakes. I like Special K, which is like a rice flakes.
Yeah.
I literally like when a cereal is a grain and I can taste the grain.
Oh my gosh. Well, it sounds like, this coming in, I guess we're losing all of our followers right now because of Mason's heinous takes.
What are your favorite cereals?
Mason's a boomer.
Yeah. I think Daniel and I both are CT Crunch fans. Would you say, Daniel, are you a CT Crunch guy?
Not really.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It tears up the roof of my mouth too much.
Okay. Yes. So I was going to say, I now despise cereals that have a coarseness to them because I have issues with canker sores and things like that. That it like hurts the roof of your mouth, like Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch. Yeah, I guess CT Crunch and Cinnamon Toast Crunch sometimes.
Ones.
Yeah, yeah. But I've always been a Fruity Pebbles guy. I loved fucking French Toast Crunch. If you guys ever had French Toast Crunch,
I forgot so that's good. Your favorite, Danny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very rare. It's like Mountain Dew Baja Blast, you know, being only at Taco
Bell. It's at every Taco Bell.
Oreo O's,
yeah, those are good too. Yeah,
Oreo O's are good. I don't dislike sweet ones. I just prefer the plain shit.
Yeah.
You know what's so fucking embarrassing, you guys, is right now, suddenly I'm craving a bowl of bran flakes. Like, unironically.
Yeah, Daniel, you okay
right now?
Yeah. We gotta do the rest of this episode without Mason, I guess. We're basically banning him for an episode
that's
because
so
of his taste right now. Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty basic. I like Frosted Flakes. I guess the oldest person cereal that I like is Frosted Mini Wheats.
I don't like Frosted Mini Wheats.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess because it's frosted. But I feel like it's one of the only cereals that are good, crispy, and soggy.
Gosh, I love soggy cereal, and I'm so weird for that. So yeah,
that is really
weird. Various cereals get like in their soggy version, some cereals really hold up and some really fucking don't. And I can see what you're saying about the Wheaties thing.
Like Rice Krispies? Rice Mushies?
Rice Mushies,
yeah. They're no longer Snap, Crackle, Pop. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, well, anyway, welcome to the Threesis Podcast, everybody. Me, name Dan, but can't say full name because we speak...
name Fake Dan.
Yes, Fake Dan and Maz or Mace. We play a game of... Oh, I can't even say the name of the game.
The game name doesn't work.
Caveman concepts. Yeah, yeah. So I want to get us started with a bit of a quick word game. If you guys wanted to open up the random word generator website, it's literally just randomwordgenerator.com. You could just look it up on Google, too.
So this is the game where we have to get each other to like guess what word we're referencing, but we're only allowed to clue via one word.
One syllable words.
That is.
Yeah. So for example, if the word was water, you'd say like blue thing that you drink.
Yeah.
For thirst, drink this. You know. Right. And so any.
And I'd say Gatorade.
Gatorade. Yeah. Fucking Gatorade. Yeah. Okay. So for example, my first one's actually really hard. Should I go for it if it's a hard one? I mean, we kind of liked the hard ones last time.
I would say just go for anything that speaks to you.
Okay. When you go to the wild, we'll count wild as one, right?
Camping.
No. Safari. When you go to the wild with map to find thing.
Exploring.
Noun of that.
Exploration.
Explore.
Yes. Exploration. Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know, nice. Right? Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
When you are good at thing, but no drill. Naturalistic.
When talented.
Talented.
Oh, talented. Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Okay.
I got one. I think someone might be hard.
Okay.
When find life mate.
Ooh.
No look good, but have good this.
Oh, sex? No,
what?
No look good, but have good this.
No face look good. But
adult acne?
No. Life mate, no face look good.
Find life mate.
Wife?
Look for life mate.
Companion. Companion love.
Look for wife mate. If no look good, then at least
sound good.
Smash.
She no look good.
Personality.
Personality.
Okay. Oh my lord, that is such a way to go about that. Yeah.
Sorry,
I like that. Daniel.
That was the easiest way that I could think of.
Yeah. Personality. Daniel gets like a mild accent too when he does it too.
Yeah. I was like, where are we going here?
Caveman. Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. When not do well in sport, you know, hot but cold, you are in a
slump.
Yes, slump.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, yeah. All right, Maz, go ahead.
Okay. When a place is low of north 2-3 or high of south 2-3.
2-3. One.
The equator?
Small piece of hemisphere. Land.
Okay. Antarctica?
Glacier?
Near mid of world.
Okay. Equator. Africa.
Many piece of small land. Vibe.
Islands?
Oh, Hawaii? Jamaica?
Tropical?
Or, no, the Caribbean?
Yeah, tropical. Yeah.
Oh, tropical. Tropical.
Okay. I went too technical with it because, like, I believe the tropics are between 23 degrees north and south latitude.
I thought you were just referencing the number one, but then I was like, why? Because you went north 2-3. And I was like, well,
23 degrees latitude in either direction sandwiches the tropics.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's even true anymore.
I'm glad that you think we know that. Yeah.
This is where my brain went.
We definitely do.
Yeah. All right, Daniel, let's hear it.
All right, okay. Earth, sand.
Dirt?
Seed. Yeah, dirt.
Earth, sand, grow, seed. thank you guys for playing Caveman Concepts. That was that was very silly. I'm glad that we ended on one that made all of us feel very good. Thank you for Earth Sand, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Mason, we have a couple of things here for you, but first one, it looks like, are you giving us a 1 minute interview?
I'm excited about this, but before I get excited about it, I believe after Googling it, I am correct about the tropics definition. Anyway.
Nice. All right. Nerd. Yeah.
This is a 1 minute interview.
Later.
1 minute interview. Danny did this for us like a long time ago at the Spotify studio.
Yeah. I think this was like the first time we ever filmed at the Spotify studio. I interviewed you both in 1 minute.
So true, bestie.
And I asked you guys like a very weird random questions. Yeah,
the way it worked as far as I can tell last time is just that Danny wrote down a bunch of completely random questions and you like each of you for roughly a minute were basically in the hot seat where you just have to answer them as fast as you can. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first. Yeah, why not?
All right, Danny, this is your 1 minute interview. I would like to add a guideline that you should not be pausing and thinking. Got it?
All right, let's do it. Yeah.
All right, Danny. What's your favorite thing to time yourself doing?
Oh, running.
Name a Wi-Fi network right now.
Oh, Wi-Fi-ary. That was one of ours.
Poop flavored strawberries or strawberry flavored poop?
Ooh, strawberry flavored poop for sure.
Idiot, you're eating poop. All right.
yeah, it's fair.
Do you feel seen on this podcast?
Yes.
All right. Well, too bad because the listeners can't see you. All right,
oh, that's
what's
fair.
What's your greatest fear if I were locked in a room with you?
Oh, that one of us would have to eat the other.
All right. What's something that you would lie to me about?
Oh, I don't know. Whether or not I'm going to be on time for something and why I was
late. Up to that, I trusted you. How could you?
because it's just a simple little white lie, right?
All
right.
If me and your girlfriend swapped brains into each other's bodies, which one would you keep dating?
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Actually, you know what? No, I would date my girlfriend with Mason's brain. I think that'd be kind of interesting. All right.
But she's probably really upset with you for saying that.
Apparently.
Do you have any recurring dreams or strange thoughts?
I have recurring dreams that someone's trying to kill me.
Can I have a cigarette?
No. All right. It's bad for you. Don't do that.
All right.
Can I bum a cigarette?
Kill Google, Apple, and Amazon.
Oh, fuck Google. Marry Apple and kill Amazon, I guess.
All right. That's your 1 minute interview. Very nice, Danny. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I have a
Those
cigarette?
Those are some great questions.
Thanks, Daniel. Hey, can I bum a cigarette off you real quick? Yeah, that's pretty funny.
What was your answer to that? No?
I said no, it's bad for you, I think. Good.
Way to look out
that's
for
very
me.
Nice.
Yeah, of course.
Don't smoke cigarettes, everybody.
I'm thinking way too much about the brain body switch thing. Because, I mean, it actually kind of works out in certain ways. I do love my girlfriend, but also like Mason is someone that I care for a lot as like a human being, and I like his brain a lot. So putting his brain into my girlfriend's body doesn't sound that bad.
Fine.
You know? Yeah.
Whereas like the thought of the other way is just so rough for Danny.
I gotta be into Mason now, like physical Mason, you know?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. I gotta be. All right.
I don't know. Is that weird? Is that a hot take?
No,
I don't know.
No. Yeah, you're good. Yeah. The question is formatted to be impossible to not sound weird. Anyway. Yeah.
Mason, can I throw that back at you? What would you answer if it was my brain in your girlfriend's body versus.
Jeez, that's. I mean, literally, I formulated the question to be impossible to answer.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Let's see. Jeez. No, I think Danny's phrasing makes sense because at least it is I as someone who's not attracted to men, the other one proposition sounds very difficult to get over.
And I don't think it's anything against our significant others. I think it just means we like our friends too, you know.
All right. Anyway. Daniel, here comes your 1 minute interview.
All right,
are you ready?
Let's go
do it.
What's your favorite stretch?
Touching my toes.
Do you have any recurring dreams or strange thoughts?
No, I don't really dream.
Oh.
All right, without looking at a clock, what time is it right now?
Ooh.
Oh, 9:00. Well, for me or for you? 9:08.
All right. It's 9:24 for you, yeah.
It's 9:24, that's okay. Very bad. All right. Yeah. Without looking at a clock, who won the 2019 World Series?
The Dodgers. Is that the right sport?
Yes,
close, but not.
Dodgers,
it was the Nationals. Yeah. Anyway, without looking at a clock, can you masturbate to completion?
Yes, I can.
All right.
I can't do that.
I often do.
All right. Name a better duo than bread and butter.
Ooh. Wine and water.
All right.
Jesus.
Okay. In the past 48 hours, have you had any thoughts of harming Mason Sperling?
No, but I do now.
All right. Yeah. All right. What if, like, instead of feet, you had endless soup, salad, and breadsticks?
Yes.
All right. What if the Nazis won World War II and also you have flamethrowers for nipples?
Sad and cool in that order.
All right. All right.
Wow.
Without using a calculator, what's 162 minus 86?
Ooh. Oh, God. 79.
76?
Nope. All right. Without using a calculator, what element is number 8 on the periodic table?
Oh, gosh. Carbon.
Without using a calculator, can you masturbate to completion?
Again?
Surprisingly, no.
All right. All right. That might have been it. Did I write any more?
Yes, you did write more.
I feel like you definitely wrote my questions first and Daniel's second. I feel like you started with me and you started a little more tame, and then with Daniel you're like, let's just go weird. Yeah.
You know what actually happened is I wrote the parallel things meant to be asked to each of you, but I was lazy and I didn't format the list to reflect that, so I absentmindedly didn't like mix the questions up. I wrote all the questions at once, but I was gonna give you like parallel things, like I was gonna give Danny the clock thing and Daniel the calculator thing. I just forgot to do that when I was reading it, so Daniel just got all of the parallel stuff.
I loved it. Nice. I loved it a lot. That was great. Thank you, Mason. You definitely took my concept and one-upped it, which I appreciate.
Yeah, of course. Happy to do it. Good job in your one-minute interviews.
Thank you.
I have one more interview prompt, and that's for each of you to confess something. I don't really know like how you want to approach that, but it's time for a confession from each of you, and I'll go after.
This brings me back to Catholic school days. I tell you about, I think I've talked about on the podcast about how when I went to Catholic school, I had to do confession. Also, even as like a non-Catholic person, I had to do it, and I had to.
You just have
like,
to come up with something if you've got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, all I said every time was just I lied to my parents, and they were like, okay, because I wasn't going to be like, you know, when I was 13, I wasn't like I learned how to jerk off yesterday. Like, I wasn't going to say that, you know, like. I'm not.
Have you ever tried it? It's great.
Yeah. No, but I feel like, yeah, like I'm not going to admit that to a priest for a religion I'm not a part of.
Do you think most of the kids, Catholic or not, were coming up with shit like that?
Yeah, probably. I don't think I don't think a lot of kids had like the guts to just be like, I just masturbated. Yeah. Or like,
yeah. Do you think the priest is hearing like, I must confess I'm really phoning this in right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything like that going on?
Yeah. So also one thing this makes me think of is at one point Mason and I, with our improv team, we did a game called Confession Roulette, which was pretty fun because it was the idea of combining confessions with like Among Us and the game Paranoia, where like a confession's read out loud and it's one of the like five or six people who was playing and you had to try and figure out who that person was. But if you, and then we all like vote at the end and whoever.
Oh, that's a great video. I should watch it again.
Yeah. And like if we vote correctly on the right person or like, then it is revealed that they did it. But if we are incorrect, we just never find out who did it, which I think is really fun. A component of that.
Maybe we should. Well, no, 3 is too small of a number to do it with.
It's pretty easy. Yeah. I think, the one thing that I was going to say from that is that I don't think I got caught on one of mine, and I thought I might as well admit to it now.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, say it now.
So I think it was first time I ever touched myself was to a French Impressionism book. Before I knew about what pornography was, my parents had this French Impressionism book in our living room, and I opened it one time and saw that there's a bunch of naked women in it, like paintings of naked women. And I just got curious one day, and that was that. And I think we didn't ultimately decide that that was me in Confession Roulette, but I'm here to admit that it was me. So
did I call it out? Did I like, was I also off the trail, or was I?
I don't know. I made sure to say touch myself, so I made it kind of like a gender neutral concept.
Yeah.
Like if I was just like, first time I've ever jerked off, I've ever beat my dick. You know, yeah.
The first time I gripped it and ripped it was.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, anyway, that's my confession for you guys. Mason, you asked for a confession. There we go.
All right, Daniel, you're up.
Oh, man. I wish I had time to think about this because there was like something the other day that I was like, I didn't realize this until just now.
Mm.
But now I can't think of the thing that – or like I didn't learn this until just now.
Well,
but.
I'll go to give you some time, Daniel, sure. If you want.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like looked inward recently and realized that – probably the next dog I own is going to be one that I like bring home and don't discuss with my girlfriend. And she's probably gonna be mad at me. You know, those like TikTok wives where they like bring puppies home and then the husband is like, "Aw, rats, you can't come on." And then like it jumps to like 5 years in the future and they're like best friends and shit like that.
So you're saying that
that's going to be me. Okay. I'm that toxic. I'm toxically into dogs enough to, just thrust one on my partner and she's gonna fucking hate me. But then they're gonna be best friends, so it's all good. I've already forgiven myself for this confession that I have not yet done.
Okay. I wonder if she'll listen to this episode and now know that about you.
I don't think she listens to this, so it's, I'm safe.
Yeah.
Still gonna be a surprise.
Yeah. Got anything, Daniel? What are you thinking?
I'm sorry, I'm nothing.
Did you ever like fart in like a public space with us and not take and ownership lie about it? Yeah. Or like
Oh, all the time.
Oh, okay.
I've blamed farts on people.
Am I supposed to be embarrassed about that?
Oh, I don't know. No, I mean, it's a confessions don't have to be embarrassing.
I've definitely like done the elevator thing where like I smell it and I give it like 5 seconds and then I strategically start looking around as though it just simply hit me first. But face, I must be internally curious as to where it came from.
But don't you know, Mason, he who smelt it dealt it.
I know. It's I haven't done it in a while, but I might break it out soon if I'm feeling ashamed.
Yeah. I've definitely farted. Yeah.
I guess the only thing I think of is I've been talked to a lot in Korean recently because I look like a Korean person because I'm Korean.
And you're in Korea.
Yeah.
And I guess this confession is to all those people that are trying to speak Korean to me is I really
you're just
don't.
Pretending to understand.
Yeah. Do you find yourself doing a lot of pretending? Like you kind of just nod and yeah. I do that in Spanish a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I can understand most of what they're saying, and my accent is pretty good. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I say, like, I don't understand what you're saying, I say it pretty well because my Korean accent.
They're like,
good.
That can't be.
But I feel like to them, it seems like I'm just messing with them.
This guy's just
pretending not to know what he's saying.
My friend, I do not speak English.
Yeah. My deepest apologies. My English is very bad.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean,
that's a great confession, Daniel. I don't know why you were worried about that one.
Yeah.
I just couldn't think of anything until just now.
I feel like now I need to ask our listeners if they have any things they want to confess as part of our
confess.
We're your
mandatory confession receivers.
Your confidants. And for all of you, you'll have to say 5 Hail Marys and 4 Our Fathers.
I'm declaring that part highly optional, but what's not optional is you have to interact with our Spotify feed or DM us or leave a 5-star review or something.
That's not optional. Yeah.
Confessing something. Yeah. That's not optional.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Mandatory. You've made it mandatory. Yeah. And with that is the end of the Threesis podcast episode. Daniel, is there something you would like to say?
I'm Korean and there's nothing you can do about it.
That is factually true. That is very true.
Yeah.
Try as they might.
Yeah. Try as they might. They cannot change it. All right.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.